Music with Meaning presents The Prayer Warrior. Story that happened to the Reverend Raymond T. Ritchie. He had an evangelistic church in Houston, in Texas, and this story took place whilst he was staying at the home of David Brandt in Miami. The Reverend Ritchie was not the sort of man who questioned the ways of God, no matter what happened.
Well, that certainly was a good meeting tonight, wasn't it, Mary?
Yes, it certainly was. And it's so encouraging to see the place packed with people, even though Reverend Ritchie is away in Miami.
Oh, it's getting late. Shall we go now?
Well, you go ahead. I'm going to stay a little longer. I want to go up into the prayer tower. I'll lock up for you if you'd like.
You're staying late again, Mary. That's every night this week.
Yes, well, I feel so close to the Lord up there. It's so peaceful and quiet and... But I need to pray for some people that I've met tonight, that they will come to know God's love as I have. Oh, don't worry about me. I love spending so much time with the Lord.
Well, Mary, you're the best prayer warrior we've got, and I know God will bless you for it. Anyway, see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night. Sleep well.
But that night, something happened to the church which... was to affect the lives of many, many people.
Big man, ball corner, pump it up there first.
Okay, sir.
Come on, lad. That's right, point it at the tower. Does anyone know if there's anybody left inside?
Yes.
Yes.
Officer, Mary's still in there. Mary's in there. She's in the prayer tower.
Right. You two men come with me. We're going up there. Get the breathing gear.
Right, sir.
Sir, there's no hope, sir. The fire's too fierce.
Oh, come on. We've got to find her. There's still hope. Right, here we are at the top.
Sir, I think I see something.
Oh, no. There she is. But what's that? What is that?
Hello?
Hello. Is that you, Reverend Ritchie?
Why, yes, speaking. Who's that?
It's George Lucas.
Why, hello, George. How are things going?
Well, I'm afraid I have some very bad news.
Bad news? Well, what?
I don't know how to tell you. The church.
What about the church?
The church has burned to the ground.
Burned to the... Was anyone hurt?
Yes. I'm sorry to have to tell you, but Mary was praying in the tower. And she's dead. She was burned to death.
Mary? Burned to death? But get behind me, Satan. I won't ask God why. I won't ask God why.
Order. Order in the court. This court is now in session. Judge Samuels presiding.
Now, Fire Officer Williams, am I right in saying that you were officer in charge at the scene of the fire?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Now, in your own words, can you describe to the court exactly what happened when you arrived at the fire?
Well, the building was well alight by the time the first fire engine arrived at the scene. The whole center of the building was completely engulfed in flame, including the tower. We were hindered to some extent by poor water supplies, and we then received a report that a person was still trapped inside. So I asked two of my best men to go in with me, wearing breathing apparatus.
Who reported that there was still someone in the building?
A man from the church told me, Mr. Lucas. He told me that there was a lady up in the tower.
Just one person in the tower? Are you sure? There have been rumors to the contrary.
Well, yes, that is what he said, but...
Go on.
You're not going to like this.
Now, come on, Fire Officer Williams, and remember yonder oath.
Well, when we got to the top of the stairs, we could see the charred remains of the lady in question. But behind her, we saw someone standing behind her.
Someone behind her? Why was this person not mentioned in the report?
Well, when we searched the ruins afterwards, there was no sign of another body. Not one sign. And no one could have survived that blaze without protective clothing.
But you say there was someone standing behind her. Can you describe this person?
Yes, sir. We all saw him. The other two firemen will back up my story. I can describe him to you, but you won't like this either. He was tall, with long hair and a long white robe. And he stood behind her, with his arms outstretched over her as though protecting her from the flames.
Fire Officer Williams, in your opinion, who was this person?
Well, we've no doubt about it, sir. If it wasn't the good Lord himself, then it was his angel. And when the lady died, I don't think she even felt the flames.
At the time, the burning of Reverend Ritchie's church and his prayer warrior seemed like a terrible disaster, but it became a greater testimony to the city of Houston than all of his sermons ever did, because everybody read the story in the papers and knew that the person standing behind her was the Lord. Nothing happens by accident to one of his children, and out of seeming defeat, God gets some of his greatest victories. Yes.